BBC Listen. Gardening Australia Junior.
Isn't that the whole point of piling up leaves? You make it, then break it.
Oh, this looks like fun. Can I join in?
Hi, Costa.
Let's be leaf angels. Lie back and swing your arms and legs out like this.
I love this forest in autumn. It's connected to my backyard, so we get lots of crunchy leaves.
Chilly air.
Ghost mushrooms.
That's not a real thing.
Yeah, come on, Costa. It's not even Halloween. You can't trick us.
Huh? Ghost mushrooms are totally real, and they glow in the dark.
No way! Mushrooms don't glow in the dark.
Some mushrooms do. Look, I can prove it.
What are you looking for?
My compost, of course. Here it is. I found it.
It's too late to start growing any mushrooms, Costa.
Aha, but this is my magic compost. It's pretty strong stuff.
It's almost dark.
Exactly. That's the only way we'll be able to see the glow of the ghost mushrooms.
The wind is blowing your compost everywhere.
A sprinkle here, a sprinkle there, makes the real world disappear. All it touches will grow tall, and you will seem so very small.
Tree trunks are growing as tall as buildings!
The fallen leaves are as big as trampolines now.
Ouch! But not as bouncy.
So, what do we do now? The forest is so big and dark.
I don't think these ghost mushrooms even exist.
Sure they do. Just follow the slimy trails on the ground here.
Ew! What are they?
I'm pretty sure they're snail trails. They look all sparkly silver in the moonlight.
Watch your step. They're slippery too.
Whoa, I almost fell.
Good reflexes, Xavier. You grabbed onto that boulder just in time.
Hold on. This rock feels really weird. It's all slimy and... slug!
G'day, Simo. Oh, I mean, good evening, now that the sun's gone down. Kids, this is my mate, Simo the Slug.
Pleased to meet you. I don't know what to shake. Is this a tentacle?
Which one?
Well, slugs have four tentacles. Two are for feeling and tasting, and the other two are for seeing and smelling.
He won't slime me again, will he, Costa?
Oh, look, he didn't mean to. Slugs don't have the best eyesight. They don't need it since they get around in the dark. Simo was just on his way to find his dinner. Come on, we can hitch a ride with him.
Ooh, his grey skin's all wet and gloopy.
I didn't think I'd end my day riding a slug the size of a cow.
You're definitely going to want to wash your hands after this slug ride. Simo's safe to touch, but snail and slug slime can be harmful if you get it in your mouth or eyes. Giddy up! Come on, Simo! He can't hear me because slugs don't have any ears. But it makes me feel like a cowboy. Yee-haw!
If Simo can't hear or see, how will he find his way to the ghost mushrooms?
Oh, don't you worry. Simo's an excellent navigator.
Really? How?
Snails and slugs talk to each other through their slime trails. He's tasting where to go.
Yeah.
And I reckon with the speed he's sliding, Simo's hot on the heels of some hungry slug pals.
You call this speedy?
Yeah, Simo's practically a Formula One slug.
Look, up ahead in the darkness. I can see something.
Whoa. It's a glowing green light.
It's a ghost. Mushroom, of course.
Check out the ones growing from the base of that tree. The magic compost made them as big as houses.
Yeah. It looks like a whole glowing neighbourhood.
Omophilatus nudiformis. Mycena chlorophos. Pinellus pusillus.
We know they're not actually ghosts, Costa. You can't scare us by casting spells.
Yes, it sounds like it, but it's not a spell. Those words are the fun Latin names given to these lovely fungi.
Hey, Costa, how do they glow like that? Are they like the sticky stars on my bedroom ceiling?
Yeah, they get charged up by bright lights and then glow in the dark.
Well, not quite. These ghost mushrooms are using bioluminescence. It's a special trick some living things can do. They make light without heat.
Light without heat?
Yeah. Do you think a firefly makes fire with its bum?
No.
Creatures like glowworms and fireflies, deep sea fish and jellies, and these amazing mushrooms, they don't use heat to glow. They can use chemicals inside their bodies to make beautiful glowing light.
Ah, Slimo, don't eat the glowing chemical mushrooms. It's probably toxic.
Yep, you're right. It's toxic and humans should never ever eat these ghost mushies. But Simo and his slimy snail pals love them. They don't seem to hurt snails and slugs at all.
Will the glowing chemicals go into Simo? And then he'll turn into a glowing green slug?
Oh, imagine that. But no, the chemicals are made by the mushrooms digesting their own dinners.
What? They eat trees?
Yeah, kind of. They munch on rotting wood. And to help break it down and digest it, they make this chemical.
The glowy chemical?
Yes, but it only glows when it mixes with the air. It's a reaction to the chemical mixing with oxygen.
Maybe that's why the slugs don't glow after eating it. Because it's in their tummies, not outside in the air.
Really good thinking. Fungi are great for forests. They break down fallen leaves and dead wood, then return a lot of that goodness back into the soil so that new life can grow.
It sounds like it's going to rain. Great for the mushrooms, but not for us.
I don't think that's thunder. Look, the mushrooms are shrinking.
And so are the trees. I can see the sky again and the stars.
The magic compost is wearing off.
Oh no, Summer's shrinking too. Quick, jump off before we squish him.
Phew. Is Simo okay?
Yep. My little friend is safe to slime another day.
That's good. The mushrooms are regular size now, but I can still see their glow.
Costa?
Yes, Millie?
How will we find our way back? The snail trails are too small to follow now. And it's really dark without the glow of the giant mushrooms.
Ah, I have something just for that.
I don't think this is the time for more magic compost, Costa. We could be lost.
No, no time for compost. But it is time for a torch. Come on, let's head back inside for a hot chockey. I'll race you.
You're on.
Come on. Mushrooms are amazing. They're not really plants and they're not quite animals. Fungus is its own special thing.
Oh, I wish I had ghost mushrooms in my room instead of a nightlight.
It's probably best to leave the poisonous mushrooms in the forest where they belong. But we can make our own colourful mushies.
How?
All you need is a couple of mushrooms, some food colouring and a glass of water.
Mushrooms? Green food colouring and water.
Check, check and check.
Now, just add the food colour to the water.
Cool. Looks like toxic waste.
And drop your mushroom in there too. Leave that for a few hours or overnight. And then when you pull it out...
It's not that green.
No, but if you carefully cut it in half, you will see...
Whoa! It's all green and veiny. Like a Hulk mushroom.
Yep. You can see how water moves through a mushroom by following the green dye.
Cool.
And this button mushroom is safe to eat, so you can have some pretty interesting breakfasts with it too.
I'm going to make real green eggs and ham.
Delish.
I will not be sharing my magic compost recipe. Please do not sprinkle any compost, magic or not, on anything except soil. In fact, don't sprinkle compost anywhere without the help of a grown-up. You never know what magic might happen. If you like the Gardening Australia Junior podcast, make sure you check out the TV show too. You'll find us on ABC iView.